Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
This week on Blitz Bills, Josh Allen is establishing himself in Buffalo, but given the chance, would you have selected a different quarterback? Plus, Tom Brady is ruining football. All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitz, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. We're coming to you live from the Blitz Bar on the Big Play Sports Network. The Eli Manning experiment is over in New York.
Experiment?
They kept trying it year after year, but it worked twice. It did work twice.
That thing went forever.
Twice in 14 years, whatever it was.
They must have some good data.
I should never have eight beers before we go on. And the Cam Newton era may be over in Carolina, thanks to Kyle Allen's exciting 4 TD performance against the Cardinals. But which young QB has the most style? And more importantly, looks great in a porn mustache? Something to consider. This is the thing that makes the NFL so great. The second guessing. And if anyone is second, well, because you could say, well, you'd obviously go with Minshew. But you might second guess that it's not Minshew. It might be someone else.
I mean, the starter was the first guess.
And this is the thing that makes the NFL so great. And if anyone is second guessing right now, it's probably the Falcons, Steelers, and Buccaneers who couldn't seem to catch a break despite amazing performances on Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll also examine the dark world of tainted refereeing and Tom Brady's prominent role in it. Oh, yeah. We're going to go there. But
oddly
before
enough,
we get started, I wanted to welcome back Clippy.
Hey, Clippy!
Hey, Clippy, who spent most of the season on IR in his fucking hammock. How was your vacation, Clippy? Oh, really? Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Let's move on.
No,
get back.
You
get
were
back
terrible.
You were terrible producing the show.
Yeah, but I saved so much money for the show.
That's true.
Okay, fair enough. Fair
yeah, exactly.
Clippy, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. I hate your agent. Anyway, screw you, Clippy. But great to have you. Let's introduce our hosts, these two bozos.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
Should we do a walk?
No, let's talk. Yeah, we should walk.
I have no idea.
Clippy is back. And so
are we.
The rookie.
Hey.
Prepared as always. We missed you.
No.
Good call. Okay, so anyways, to commemorate the Saints' big win in Seattle behind Teddy, just throw the fucking ball, Bridgewater, and Alvin Kamara. Yeah.
Why are we commemorating that?
Well, because I've got Thomas on my fantasy team, and like Teddy Bridgewater, Hitch sack. Okay, that's how it happened.
Teddy Hitch sack.
There you go. Fine. Okay. Anyways, thanks to the big win, he's just salty because the Seahawks lost. Okay, so
Well, now you're getting it.
Finally, right?
You have to point that out. To point that out to everyone.
To point it out to the viewer.
We got one or two new ones.
They knew.
Love you, Mom.
Yeah.
Anyways, our barkeep made us the New Orleans Hurricane, which has two kinds of rum, light and dark, fruit, passion fruit juice, grenadine, lime juice, and a few other tasty things. So, here we go. We're going to shake this bad boy up, and we're going to serve this thing. It usually comes with garnish, but Coach likes to eat dinner before the show starts, and he ate the maraschino cherries and the orange.
Good well-rounded dinner there.
Yeah,
aperitif.
Exactly.
Aperitif. Sorry, I was watching this amazing pour.
Don't pour more in my glass than in
anyone
else.
It just keeps going.
Okay, here we go.
We're done here.
Let's have a little taste here. Now, barkeep, normally when I hold a drink up, you see right through our souls. because they're usually green. Yeah. They go straight into the bar.
That's great. Anyways,
yeah, it looks a little bit better when I get them down. Well, actually, do you know what? When I'm in New Orleans, they don't look much better than this.
We should just do an hour of us doing this, holding drinks at different levels.
Mine says Daniel on it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad.
Well,
oh,
let's welcome our viewers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's dangerous. Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, that's
good. That's pretty close to the real thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's it's good. It's way too good.
Yeah, it is way too good.
That's a night ender.
I just hear alarm sounds.
Yeah. The only thing that this isn't quite authentic because this should be in a plastic cup, and I should be drinking this through a swizzle straw.
100%. Yeah,
absolutely.
Wandering
100%.
Down Bourbon
this
Street,
big.
Wondering where I left my hotel key. So that's the only problem there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember throwing this up. It was really nice.
Avoiding eye contact with the guy with the huge sign on the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Repent! Oh, I thought you meant the guy that said nudes down here.
Oh, no,
here.
That too. Yeah, too. Yeah.
Is that the same guy?
He's just working shifts.
Hey, got to make a living, right?
Okay, speaking of the Saints game, Coach, obviously you watched it. You lost weight while watching it. Tell us, like, what the hell went wrong?
Special teams.
Oh.
I mean, terrible running game from the Seahawks, obviously.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. Yeah,
great game by Alvin Kamara, obviously. Those are the biggest sort of headlines. But the special teams, I mean, that punter had the day of his life. I mean, we were within our 5-yard line like two or three times. Like, that was a great special teams effort. Mm-hmm. They got a run back on special teams, of course, a couple of fumbles and inopportune moments. It was just one of those games that, you know, maybe 9 times out of 10 Seahawks win that game, mm-hmm. but because of these things, and, you know, just shit happens with football any given Sunday. So, Seahawks, but ultimately for the Seahawks, their issue is they can't run the fucking ball.
Wow.
And if they can't run the ball, then play action doesn't work. Yeah. So their offense just isn't in sync. So New Orleans played a great game, great coaching. They came in there to play, and they deserve that win. I'm not taking anything away from them. Mm. But Seattle has to get that run game going, otherwise they're just screwed.
They can't run consistently. Sometimes their boys will go off, and they'll have like great games, and then a fumble.
Yeah.
He's got, what, 4 fumbles in the first?
But even still, like a yard, a 2-yard, and then a 40? That's not a good running.
That's not a good running game.
Right, because that doesn't move the chains consistently the way you want it to, right? And it doesn't set up path. Play action, so their line, whatever's going on, their line isn't working, or defenses have figured out what they're doing and they're countering it. So it's gonna be tough until that's fixed. It really is. Always
coaching. Do you think Chris Carson's gonna give up his "I can't believe it's not butter" contract?
Wow,
he's done. He's never playing for the Seahawks again.
He got benched for a while,
coach,
for good reason.
Coaching staff's like, why would I put you out there?
But they had Penny out of the game. Yeah, and they got Prosize who like gets hurt with a gust of wind, like, what are they gonna do?
He got hurt putting
helmet
on.
I'm sorry, my 2 babysitters going down. I'm not handing my baby to the third one who drops it occasionally.
I know, exactly.
I'd rather drop Pete Carroll in the game. By the way,
at least he can take a hit.
Like, I know.
That was pretty cool. Did you see the replay of that?
Yeah. Well, I only saw the bandage on his nose.
Nope.
And I thought,
yeah,
oh,
it's
poor
so
Pete.
Good. One of the rookies threw a ball in warmup.
Is a rookie?
Oh, right in his face.
You look pretty banged up there.
See ya, Cody Barton.
Love it. Yeah. Carroll's kind of like, don't worry about it, kid. It happens to everybody. See Schneider after the game. Cut that motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't care how
you know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that throws it on the one in the Super Bowl. That's who I am. If you'd like the recipe
for
the New Orleans
Hurricane,
I want to see what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitzfootball.com and check out our Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks. Yeah. Clippy, let's go to first down.
First down.
Welcome to a new segment that we call What the Fuck, where we look at things that just don't make sense in the NFL. Our first candidate tonight for What the Fuck is the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, despite winning the turnover battle 5-1,
it's insane,
still lost 24-20 to the San Francisco 49ers. Next up, Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Ryan was 29 of 34 for an 85% completion percentage.
It's incredible.
For 305 yards and 3 TDs. And yet they still found a way to lose to the Colts. Or Shaquille Barrett, who a lot of people don't know, but he's a linebacker now for the OSU Buccaneers. Okay. Over the first 3 games of the season, Barrett has not one, not two, not
this
three.
This will take forever.
Yeah, I was just gonna say,
four,
stop it.
Not, he has eight sacks, for God's sake. He has
gone.
Seven in his last two games. Barrett used to play for the Broncos, thanks, Elway, who let him go into free agency so he could sign a one-year prove-it deal for only $5 million a year.
So has he proven it so far?
No, no.
I would say. So, guys, let me ask you, of those three, which is the one that makes you say, what the fuck, the most?
I got dibs on Barrett here.
I knew you'd go. That's what I'd go there too.
Well, it's okay. So
let me throw Barrett up there.
He's got two bonuses in his contract. I was reading about it, and he's hit one, and he's two away from the other. Like his
so
deals, like could be $4.5 million, I guess, or something. Like he signed $4 million base, and he's already hit the 5 sack bonus. The 10 sack is like what he's gonna blow by it next
I
game.
Love it.
But the craziest part, the what the fuck moment. Is this guy, when he was allowed to walk from the Broncos, who he probably still wouldn't be starting for?
No. Nope.
You know, like, so they got a.
Of course not.
Yeah. So when he was allowed to walk into free agency, he only got two offers. It was the Bucks and the Bengals.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't
two
that
amazing
crazy?
Teams, by the
That's
way.
That's what I was going to say.
Killer
How
teams.
Are these teams constantly ahead of the curve, scouting talent like this and putting. Oh, wait, no, no. It's the.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
How is everyone losing out on this guy to those two shit teams?
Which
is crazy.
And Bruce Arians only signed it because he thought he was a woman.
Yeah. No, he saw all he saw was the first name. All he saw was the first name. He's like, Shaq?
Yeah.
Shaq?
Shaquille?
It's dope.
Damn. First woman linebacker? I'll take you.
Yeah.
I'll take you.
I'm a progressive dude.
Of course.
No, I just can't believe he only had two offers.
It's amazing.
It's
but
crazy.
I guess it goes to show you how Von Miller just clouds everything in Denver, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he takes all the sack. He takes up all the oxygen there. And when Bradley Chubb showed up, I mean, basically,
oh, yeah, he was,
that's a
he
huge
was gone.
Problem.
How's Von doing right now?
Vaughn is he's getting near quarterbacks.
He's got
he
slightly
quarterbacks.
He's getting in the zone.
Slightly
the zone.
Less sacks than Shaquille.
Let's just say he hasn't hit his 5 sack bonus.
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet. No, he's not quite there. Okay, Coach, who do you got?
Yeah, no, for me it's Pittsburgh, and I'm gonna combine it with the 49ers because. Hey, let's start with the turnovers because that's a standard one. That's
okay.
It. That's like if you win the turnover battle, you're supposed to win the game. There's percentages, and I don't give a shit what they are. Mm. But I mean, 5-1 gets carried away. You almost
right?
have to win at 5-1,
you
right?
You have to win.
You must
win.
It's like Jesus Christ, right?
Yeah,
and so
win.
So that part's crazy. But for me, the other half is Pittsburgh was supposed to be good, and the Niners weren't supposed to be very good.
Even further out?
Well, no, it's good now.
Okay.
No, I like it.
Because you can't control the volume of your voice.
Fuck.
It's one of the side effects of the unfreezing process.
How do I let them know I have no inner monologue?
Movie, would you say best represents? Okay, go on, Coach.
I don't have a movie.
No, he has no idea.
I don't even know what we're talking
he's
about.
Out to lunch here.
I hear you.
No, but just going back to that, I mean, like Pittsburgh, you know, obviously they were going to be they were supposed to be a rising team again. They had, you know, they had their quarterback who was an all Hall of Famer. They still had, supposedly good receivers. They're supposed to go after it. And the Niners looked like crap last year, right?
Mm.
And even Garoppolo isn't looking great, but they're still making it work. I think Shanahan's a phenomenal coach, but their defense. Is what's driving this team, which is great for them, but bad for my Seahawks. But whatever. But that whole scenario of Pittsburgh winning turnover battle, which you know they usually have a good defense, which they normally do, is still losing to the 49ers. When they, that's just the weirdest scenario for me, and it pisses me off because of course now the Niners are 3-0.
Yeah,
it kind of ties into the Falcons thing too. Like Shanahan is amazing, the offensive, like the what he can put out on the field.
Oh,
he's
100%.
Like, I think he put together like it was a ridiculous amount of yards from scrimmage with like Breda and then two guys I've never heard of in my life.
100%.
Like he just like his systems are incredible.
Well, I mean, look where the Falcons are without him.
Yeah, right? I think it's safe to say that the Mason Rudolph era has not quite begun.
The experiment is over.
The experiment might be over.
Yeah.
It's not moving on.
Let's hope it doesn't last as long as the Eli Manning experiment in New York.
That's true. Well, you never know. You never know.
Well, if they got two Super Bowls, they'd probably take
actually,
it.
Yeah. That's
true enough. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to take Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
Say, why not? Why
I guess,
not? Yeah.
You know
lucky.
What?
You're
and
lucky.
This is, and this is for our good friend Angie out there who's always following us.
Angie loves Falcons.
Out there. She loves the Falcons.
Loves Falcons.
I can't figure out what's going on. The only thing that I can figure out is that the head coach is toast. You know, I mean, if the thing is, they brought him in because he was a defensive specialist from Seattle. He was supposed to create the same thing as the Legion of Boom down there in Atlanta. And guess what happened? The offense took off. Isn't that always the way? You bring in one of these specialists on one side of the ball, and then the other side of the ball ends up just taking off for some reason, right? But, of course, that was all about Kyle Shanahan.
I think it was. Yeah,
and now really Kyle Shanahan really leaves and gets himself a head coaching position, and guess what's happened? They've regressed. Your MVP candidate, Ryan, who, you know, is playing okay.
He's good.
I still think that they're, you know, he's probably forcing some throws in there. He's just doesn't look like he's got the same kind of offense that they used to have.
Maybe they're missing Tevin Coleman.
There could be that. There could be that.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, they have no running game, so that's.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, too. Yeah. But also, the defense just hasn't stepped up. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, but if you if you can't stop, you know, a Colts team that's got a, let's call it what it is, a third string quarterback, right, who's now getting paid like second string quarterback. I mean,
He's second.
I mean, you got to find a way to beat this guy. And T.Y. Hilton went down in the second quarter. I mean, they didn't even have their number one weapon out there.
That's crazy.
And they still found a way to lose this game. So that was the biggest what the fuck moment for me.
Two
only
drives.
Because the Steelers were taken and Shaquille Barrett was taken.
Yeah, that's true.
But I strongly believe the Falcons.
The only stat that matters is two drives of 90 or more yards from the Colts against the Falcons in the first half.
Yeah, like, that's demoralizing.
It's just,
wow.
It's just,
you know what?
Demoralizing.
They're doing it on the ground, though. Marlon Mack, I mean, that team is so
good.
Well constructed from an offensive side of just power running the ball, great O line, and then and an opportunistic defense. I mean, that's a great team. I mean, we talked about
the
Super Bowl contenders when Luck was there. I mean, are they still there?
I don't know. Yeah. All I saw was Marlon Mack just shedding.
I know. The guy's incredible.
Shedding Falcons on his way to the end zone. I think he walked through about 12 of them.
Let's
one
not be
guy
so
came,
hard on the
one
Falcons.
One guy came
here,
off the bench and still missed the tackle
sorry.
As he trotted in.
I think I'm sorry, Angie.
I know.
We're being too hard on the Falcons.
What?
Marlon Mack is elite.
No, it's true. No, it's just that that is true. It's just one of these weird things where you have this like superlative performance. And by the way, special shout out to
good take.
You're staring at me and I got nothing.
Nope, we're moving on. Next
segment. Let me.
We'll come back.
Let's go to second down.
Second down.
Conspiracy. 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 Conspiracy.
Tonight on NFL Conspiracies, we're diving into questionable penalty calling in the NFL. And before we begin, let me be perfectly clear that everything we claim in this segment is 100% true and has been verified through our sources.
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 Great sources.
Last Thursday, during the Titans-Jaguars game, the referee bogged down the game by throwing several questionable penalty flags
in
the first half.
Questionable.
This prompted a tweet heard round the league. Clippy, throw it up. Yep. From Patriots quarterback and known cheater Tom Brady.
Known cheater.
Who said he was turning off the game due to the excessive flags. After Brady's tweet, the refs mysteriously called 66% less penalties in the second half.
Suspicious.
And on Saturday, according to ESPN's Kevin Seifert, the NFL held a conference call in which Senior Vice President of Officiating Al Riveron told officials to ease up on the penalties. I smell conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Thoughts?
Do you have any, Coach?
What are thoughts?
What are thoughts? That was his line from last week.
I was going to use that last week. I'm just stalling.
You should really come to pre-production meetings. You really should.
No.
You must have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. Significant thoughts.
Significant thoughts.
Yeah, no, this to me is crazy because, I mean, it's ugly. It's ugly when you have the person with the most championship rings tweeting something out and then things change. That should never – they got to hide this better. Obviously, they want Brady to win these things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
clearly.
Now I'm on board.
Clearly, they want Brady to win these things. And so
– started a bit rocky there.
My issue is they just didn't do a good job of covering it up.
Oh, nice.
Like, they've screwed up their process. They're getting sloppy in their old age right now. They need to do a lot better job of covering up basically favoring Brady and what he wants from the league, because holding calls, that's what his O-line does. That's how he's protected the whole time.
Yes.
So he needs these holding calls to be rid of so he can throw the ball and be successful. So for me, Brady and company, do a better job covering these things up. That's what they got to do.
Clippy, throw up Brady tweet number 2, which I find to be quite ironic.
Wasn't that exhibit 2?
Too many penalties. Just let us play.
Right?
Says Tom Brady, beneficiary of many, many phantom hurting the quarterback feelings calls. So, my feeling about this is conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Good segment.
Rookie, what do you think?
Mine is pretty simple.
Oh, weird.
Lots of thoughts.
Simple man, simple theory.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
Was a paid operative.
Do we
of
have the Britney,
Bush administration.
Do we have the Britney Spears clip
all
that we
along.
Can prove?
Operative.
I love it.
She can't even spell operative.
It doesn't matter. She was paid off. Proof?
I'm looking for it.
The day her and ex Kevin Federline split up was in November 20, 2007.
Okay.
The day of a key midterm election in the
oh
Bush administration.
My goodness. Woo!
So here's
this
my
is
theory.
Heavy. This is heavy.
He's in the pocket of the NFL.
Brady.
Federline.
Oh,
this happens
Brady.
All the time. People, famous people are paid off by massive organizations to act on their behalf. It's happened throughout history. Britney's just one example of this. A key example.
I've never seen Kevin Federline get a penalty.
No one's
NFL.
Ever seen my point exactly.
Ever.
People were starting to shit on the officiating and thus on the NFL. So what did the NFL do? They reached into their bag of paid operatives and they said, Tommy, we need a tweet.
I love it.
Oh, you think it was orchestrated?
It was orchestrated.
Of course it was.
Come on, keep up, man. It's a simple conspiracy theory.
Right.
Unreal.
You'll find
it
online anywhere.
Right.
Minutes before this program.
Many Reddit columns have
many
this.
Many Reddit columns.
Overloaded. And they've closed them all, actually.
Absolutely. Yes, mysteriously.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
I don't want to alarm you people.
You already have.
I'm very alarmed.
But if you're asking me, Tom Brady has been manipulating the referees for years.
Whoa.
It all started back in 2001 in a little-known game called the AFC Championship, otherwise known as the Tuck Rule Game.
Of course.
We all know what happened in that game. Of course, he obviously fumbled, screwed over the Raiders, who should have gone to the Super Bowl, thereby preserving John Gruden's era in Oakland at the start of 5 Super Bowls in a row. But instead, what happened?
What? 5 in a row? Gruden's back in Oakland right now.
It was ruled... It was ruled an incomplete pass.
Shut up.
Sir...
Why can't you go on vacation? You're always here.
I was
you
just
never go on vacation.
I was
never.
Just
piecing
I
it together.
Right there, right
I was
there.
Just catching up.
So here's how it goes. The reason why they got that bogus ruling was because the NFL was trying to give a make good for punishing the Patriots, who were shit for 30 years prior. And when they finally got the coach of their choice, who had decided that he didn't want to be the Jets head coach anymore, but was still the property of the Jets, the Patriots had to pay a tidy sum to get Belichick over from the Jets.
What's a tidy sum? I hear tidy sum a lot. Is that like a
couple of first round picks?
Okay.
By the way,
it's like a dowry.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. Similar.
Tidy.
Cash?
Very tidy.
A couple of day spa masseuses? However you quantify these sorts of things.
Yeah. It only needs one.
Okay.
My point being.
Right. Sorry.
That was the make good, the tuck rule. Then a few years later, Brady's knee caves in by a little-known linebacker and folk hero of ours.
Oh, yes.
Folk.
Oh, yes.
Bernard Pollard, putting him out for the year.
Praise be his name.
Thank you. And placing Matt Cassel into the lineup, who took them to an 11-5 record, thereby proving that Tom Brady is just a system quarterback and that a hamster could play in that system.
A tall hamster.
And has.
Well, a good-looking hamster on the TB12 diet.
A handsome hamster.
Wow. Did you go there?
Yes.
A little alliteration there.
I did.
No, now, I was talking to Rookie, not you.
I know. Okay. Now, in order to get Sam Castle thrown out.
Sam Castle?
Matt Castle.
Well, don't confuse us with facts.
Is Sam Castle the Punisher?
What? No, he used to play point guard for the Houston Rockets. Brady, through Belichick and Kraft, and likely Paul Tagliabue, who was the commissioner at the time.
Such a good last
put
name.
Put pressure on the referees through a series of threatening texts so that they would change the rules to protect Brady and get Castle out of time.
Were they texting back then?
Are
now,
we out
yes.
of time?
I don't think
are
they were
we
doing
it. Yes. No, no.
Was it the ABC?
Yeah. It was the ABC text.
Right.
Okay. Puck and see.
Fast forward to Deflategate. Okay?
Okay.
Tom Brady mysteriously destroys his cell phone and says that this is something that he just does habitually. Whoa. No. It wasn't that he was worried about people finding out that they were deflating balls. It's because I'm losing my headset.
Was he using
it's because he wanted to destroy the phone that still contained the threatening texts to all the referees out there.
Oh, right.
It checks out.
Right. Sources
it has said. Many sources actually
but
have
before
said,
he destroyed yeah. his yeah. phone, he uploaded those texts to the cloud.
Where's the cloud?
Where they exist today in harmony with other manipulative blackmail information that
right.
Brady and his
right.
consorts have
right.
on everybody.
Yes.
Probably even you, coach.
Maybe.
And that is why today the referees do everything that Tom Brady says.
Because he's got...
That made total sense.
How did the Houston Rockets play?
Well, Sam Cassell got traded to them.
Okay.
Or Matt Cassell got traded to them.
To the Celtics?
Eventually.
Okay.
The Celtics don't play in Houston. Don't be an idiot.
You sound crazy
yeah,
right now.
God, you do.
You sound ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
We've lost.
I've wigged out,
this
clearly.
This is a serious segment.
Yes.
The viewers have lost all confidence because of you.
No, we've lost
your
the viewers,
crazy
actually.
Statements.
Okay. Clippy! Let's move on to third down. What's this? Oh, yes, let's do the poll.
Oh,
yes. Go back.
Clippy, shut up.
No, this is a good poll. This is a good poll. Now,
to verify
what I have been saying all along.
Wow.
Clippy, throw up the poll that we put out there the other day.
I don't know what you're saying.
Look at this. Trying to see something. Do you think Patriots Tom Brady influences the NFL referees? Over 1 million people voted in this.
Shocking.
And 94% said, of course, duh. Actual quote.
Action.
So clearly, we all know it's happening. It's a conspiracy that's happening out in the open. Brady is daring us to call him on this.
None of us will.
We're terrified.
We're all cowards.
We're all terrified of him.
Because he has pictures of us, too.
That's true.
In the cloud.
In tinfoil hats.
So do all the viewers.
In the cloud.
And
exactly
Facebook.
Right. Yes. Clippy, thanks for the reminder.
Good job.
Let's go to third down.
That was very convincing.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant, super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn, reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right, the Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope, it's the dog.
Third down.
Guys?
Yes.
What?
Go fuck yourself. Bills are 3-0.
Yes!
As I predicted.
Yes, exactly. Rookie. Yeah. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I did.
Last week.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
3-0.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Incredible. Here's my question. If you were going to go back in the draft where Josh Allen was taken,
Jesus,
would you have taken Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen?
No question about this.
Wait, with the benefit of hindsight, like right
yes.
now?
Right now.
No
yes.
question. Josh Allen.
Really?
Do you know why?
Wow.
And I don't know where each will be in 3 or 4 years because they'll still be in the league. They'll still be starters because they're still good, even potentially great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But Mayfield's a dick.
Oh.
And if you want to start, and if you want to have a franchise quarterback, the thing about these days, a franchise quarterback as a rookie, they can last 20 fucking years.
Yeah.
Right?
So we've seen.
Right? So do you want a dick like Mayfield, or do you want a cool dude that inspires your team like Josh Allen? Mm. And that's my take. I mean, quarterbacks get better every year. Mm-hmm. As long as they get the chance to continue to improve and the chance to play.
Not like, if you're Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, he's a Harvard guy. Like, they're fucked up.
Oh, the Harvard thing.
Remember Harvard?
Did you know he went to Harvard?
Do you remember Harvard?
It's a weird algorithm.
He's got issues. But for the most part, if a quarterback continues to play, continues to get that attention, and continues to work, they will get better. That's just a normal process. So chances are both of those quarterbacks will be really, really good in 4 or 5 or 6 years. But who do you want to lead your team? Who do you want to represent your team? Mm-hmm. Do you want Josh Allen or do you want Mayfield? And Mayfield just seems like a dick. Mm. That's for me, it's just character. Mm. And I think Josh Allen has that sort of calm, cool confidence. And he's just a decent guy. And he's just a baller. He's not out there like, you know, Mahomes making like 400 yards a game and 5 TDs. He's just making shit happen with a great defense, and he's in a system where it works, and he doesn't have to be the star or the stud, mm-hmm. but he's making plays when he has to. He's using his legs when he has to, his arm opportunistically, and he's just that guy that makes it work. I just love this kid. I love mm-hmm. the fact he's in his place he is, and he's doing what he can to make things work and to win games. I think he's a cool, calm dude. I love the guy. Love him!
Tell us how you really feel.
Wow.
My God.
No kidding. Way to sell out for this game.
Yeah. I love it.
Wow. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Rook, what do you got?
You did make a point there, which is like just basically put these kids on the same path.
Yeah.
And they'll eventually get to be good players
Maybe
in the NFL.
Maybe great. Right?
Right?
Yeah.
And I just don't think that Baker has really benefited from like a really solid path. I think they went out, they got a lot of high-profile guys.
Yeah.
They added a lot of guys to that team. They undervalued the fact that you have to then coach those guys into a unit and they actually have to have like a game plan that works with all those independent pieces.
Yep.
And then also the fact that they've got a lot of game tape on this kid and they just seem to be taking real advantage of it because of like the complete lack of an O-line. It's like push Mayfield right and have him get out of the pocket and he will not complete passes. Like it's becoming this like fucking redundant kind of thing to watch. Like he just evacuates the pocket and heads off to his right almost every throw.
Always right.
Always right.
Always right.
And so I just think that you make a good point, which is like not every QB is drafted into the same program.
Yes.
I'm doing air quotes and put on the same path.
Yep.
You know, some guys probably have the ability to do really well, but they're not put into the best kind of incubation. You know, like
or system or whatever.
Yeah, or
it is.
System or 100%. Like environment or whatever. Now, the thing is, like, I don't know. Like, you look across at like franchise quarterbacks, and are they like the culture setters on those teams?
Yeah.
I think like Brady and like the relationship between like Brady and Belichick, they're definitely culture setters. Like, you think about like Tomlin and Ben. They've like gone with Ben and removed all these other guys. These kind of like peripheral guys, except like it's like AB and Le'Veon.
So who's a culture setter? I don't know Josh Allen if he's a culture setter. I think Mayfield is.
100%.
I just don't think that the coach-quarterback relationship is really, like, I don't think Freddie's quite doing it right now. Like,
yeah, that's
you know,
an interesting question.
I just think that Mayfield is the culture setter. He's this kind of swag guy. He's going through some really tough growing pains where they've got tape on him and they're taking advantage of him, and his O-line isn't helping very much, and he's got all these weapons, but they're kind of, you know, they're kind of almost question marks. They're not working out very well. Like, I just think that it's on the coach. So I would think if I went back to that draft, I would probably make the same decision. I would probably say, well, Mayfield has this track record of winning. He's got, you know, less question marks, and so he's the safer bet. I just wouldn't kind of put him – I would kind of say him, the combination of him and Freddie, like, it is just isn't working that well.
But it depends on the team. I think Cleveland made the right decision. Even though I think I like Josh Allen better as a quarterback or as a leader, but I think Cleveland needed the firebrand. They needed the guy to come in there with swagger, with cockiness, and to just basically say, hey, fuckers, let's get your shit together.
Yeah, that's what
let's
I mean.
Let's go win some fucking games.
Josh isn't that dude.
He's like, not quite that dude, but I respect him more for his cool collective stuff, but it's all situational. I think Cleveland, both teams made the right decision.
Yes.
Really, but I believe that Allen and the Bills be more productive and more successful long term than the Browns will, because I think Baker might have a shorter life, in the sense of that might grow old, and he might not be able to carry that, but for right now I think he's the right guy for the Browns. But I think Josh Allen is the right guy long term for the Bills.
Brashness only works when you're winning.
100%. It's like bullying.
That's why everyone was so focused on the Browns in the offseason, because you know, they went from winning 1 out of 32 games.
Yes. Oh yeah.
To winning, what did they win? 7 games.
And now they're Super Bowl.
They're
best.
Now they're Super Bowl favorites.
Yeah.
But you know, that team limps in at 6-10. Your brashness is gone. That veneer is that disappears.
Well, and brashness is like, it's only good when it's winning, but it's also like a huge detractor when you're losing.
Absolutely.
Like it is a negative.
Yeah. 100%. Shut up, Jeff George.
Yeah.
Thing that I love about Josh Allen in Buffalo is that he, and it's important because every team has a certain kind of culture that you guys are saying. And I think Josh Allen absolutely fits that culture of Buffalo, where even despite them having all this progress in the offseason, they were still not looked at as a team that would make the playoffs. God forbid they ever win the division because the Patriots are there. So it's like, hey, you can do whatever you want, but good luck with, you know, second place. Hope that works out for you.
Hopefully wild card.
And, you know, the thing that I like about watching this kid play is that he's not an extraordinary vocal leader, but he's a guy that you see his play on the field. Mm-hmm. And there was one thing that happened in that game against the Bengals where, I mean, he was absolutely being mauled coming out of the pocket and ended up shrugging a couple of guys off. And he's on his back foot, and he ended up getting a completion down the field. And I thought to myself, that's why you want a guy with a big arm. You don't want a guy with a big arm because he can fucking huck it 85 yards.
Yeah.
You want a guy with a big arm because he can be falling backwards, be almost on his ass, and still throw it 15 yards down the field and get it out of there. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And I think Allen fits so well with the Bills right now, and I am so bullish on what they're going to be able to do with him.
Yeah.
Because even though he's never going to be a 70% completion guy out there, he's going to overthrow guys. He's going to make his fair share of mistakes. He's going to have his hero throws going, try to make something happen. He almost wills that team to win. And I think that they respond to him.
100%.
So, I'm with you guys that, if it was going to happen all over again and the Bills had the number one pick, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would take Allen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take
for that team.
Yeah.
That team.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Totally fits.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
I like it.
There we
I
go.
Like it.
Cool take. So we agree.
That was painful that we agreed.
Boring.
That hurts.
I think you guys are fucking dumb.
I
would have taken.
See that?
I hate
Mason
you both.
Rudolph like first overall.
I hate you both.
Fourth down.
Okay. I get that they're pretty excited about the Bills in Buffalo.
You should be.
Okay, I get that.
Yes.
But it's guys like this who make it so we can't buy a beer in the fourth quarter in the stadium, okay?
Love it.
Clippy, why don't you throw that up on screen here? What do you got? You got it? You don't have it. It's not on the clip. See, this is why.
you need to produce.
This is
okay,
why.
Okay, this.
We should fire
it's hard.
Clippy. Should we describe it?
You should describe
let's,
it.
Let's actually act it out. Can we act it out?
Yeah. Clippy, it's in the scenes thing.
It's the flavor that makes you go.
I told you, Rock.
God. Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, if you can afford Bills gear, you can afford to buy sanctioned fireworks, okay? Don't make your own TNT at home, you fucking idiot. Now, rest in peace, by the way.
I know.
You know,
do we know if he's alive?
We don't.
It's good that we're talking about it.
Now,
but is that not a Darwin Award?
It totally is.
Oh, God,
right?
Award.
Because even if you had sanctioned fireworks, there's no way on earth I would hold them down right next to them as I fired them off. Like, what was he worried about? The verticality of the pipe or something?
I hope this goes right.
Angles.
Good Lord.
Advanced.
Dope. Okay, so this leads me to my next question,
yeah.
Which is, what's the craziest thing you've ever done after your team won a big game?
I got one.
Oh,
do you have
coach.
A story in mind when you asked this question?
No.
Okay. Right.
I went to Seattle to watch a game with a Broncos fan. That was probably the dumbest thing.
Oh, nice. What game was that?
Was it the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
it was the Super Bowl. Denver v. Seattle. I remember that. Mm. I remember that.
That was the one where they didn't throw it on the one.
Right.
Okay, got
it's because
it.
They didn't have to.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's
man,
like
you're alarmingly loud.
Deep throating that mic. Yeah. Unbelievable. It's not a lollipop. God.
Well, someone put some flavor. Anyways. Yeah. So I don't have a crazy thing that I did, but I mean, that whole experience with us there, that was phenomenal. And I know it may not have happened great for your team. But
you're
of course,
you're talking about
the Broncos.
Yeah,
the Broncos.
Mm.
But it was just like just being in an experience, being in an environment where you're with a ton of raging, crazy fans, and just that euphoria to let it loose. That was just insane.
What a
for
cool,
me.
Cool
such
story.
A cool.
Cool way to not answer the question
exactly.
that was asked of you.
Why don't you talk
really
about that
cool.
mattress you lit on fire in Pioneer Square?
It's because I haven't done
do
anything
that?
Stupid.
Oh, okay. I'm
a Seahawks fan. We haven't won that much.
Unbelievable. You know, he actually took Broncos gear and set it on fire. Like, it wasn't enough that they beat us 48-10 or whatever the score was.
He ripped the jersey off your back
and set it
and
alight.
Set it on fire.
Where did the kerosene come
from?
And
he's talking about
who knows?
He's talking about the energy in the bar and that
exactly.
bullshit.
What a great moment to be shared with friends. That what an experience. And even though not everyone can win, well, I guess that's the craziest
that
thing
was
I did as a
bullshit
fan.
Answer.
Total bullshit.
I love you guys.
Oh, man.
I love you guys so much.
Unbelievable.
I know. Look, I don't want to wreck
it was a few years back for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. It was a Monday night football game and a promising season for the Green Bay Packers.
Brett
Aaron
Favre
Rodgers
was a rookie and
center.
You were just out of diapers?
Aaron Rodgers was the QB. And we were beating the Panthers. And it was a great game. It was a game to be celebrated. Spirits were high. Optimism, you know, lots of optimism for the squad. We're really excited. And to celebrate the win, I proposed to my now wife.
What?
On the couch in our apartment.
Did you?
During Monday night football.
Let's walk this back. But you're calling this the craziest thing.
It is crazy.
Oh.
It's crazy.
So crazy good.
Crazy in love.
Crazy good, though.
I'll counter that with a Beyonce quote.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty
cool. It
was
crazy because not every young woman grows up, you know, desiring to be proposed to during Monday Night Football in their apartment.
That's probably not how it goes in their minds.
No.
Or marry
no.
you.
Or
Whoa.
An attractive young fashion icon. Ooh.
That's true. That's true. Now, were you wearing the Harry Potter
I was wearing that exact outfit when I did
you.
It.
You should.
Yeah. Your team gear.
That sealed the deal.
Yep. Yeah.
Sealed the deal.
Still around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they bought a house together, so
it just makes
hard to get off.
Makes financial sense too.
In this city, takes financial sense.
Prices are skyrocketing.
It's an economic relationship.
All right. Well, the craziest thing I ever did was after I found I was when the Broncos won their first Super Bowl ever, and Terrell Davis was the MVP of the Super Bowl. I was on a remote island in Thailand at the time, and that had no TVs, no communication with the outside world whatsoever. So I was just snorkeling blissfully in beautiful water and looking at the fish and
Sex Island,
staying on, staying on one of those huts on the beach kind of thing. You know, one of those things you always hear about, like they paid $5, they stayed on a hut on the beach, and it was just amazing. Perfect. That actually did exist. And I remember one day,
Instagram.
Thank you. I was traveling with my Denver Broncos towel at the time. And I remember just unfurling it and hanging it on the patio to dry off. And we had some people that were checking into the hut next to us. And the guy saw the towel and he went, "Hey, looks like you got the Super Bowl champs there." And of course, remember, I'd weathered, what, 4 punishing Super Bowls with Elway getting just pounded. I think progressively worse every single time, coming off a 55-10 drubbing to the 49ers.
So you purposely did not want to watch this game.
I did not want to watch it.
At all.
I was not optimistic whatsoever.
No.
So anyway,
nor should you be.
I was so excited about the win. First of all, I had no idea whether to believe this guy or not, but I was so excited about the win that we bought the entire village a crab dinner.
Cool.
Yeah.
You gave them all crabs.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't crabs.
You gave the whole village crabs.
It was lobster. We bought lobster for everybody. Beers and lobsters the whole night long. Anyways, it's incredible. Fuck,
you know that guy? That guy can be found on that island every year at that time of year, and he just sees the first NFL towel, and he goes, "Hey, you must be pretty happy won the Super Bowl at the thought of some idiot buying the whole village lobster." And it worked.
I love it. Hey, Bengals fan, eh?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
God.
Must be pretty
Looks
happy
like
right
you got
now.
The Super Bowl champ
I swear to God, you guys won. Google. No, Google's not around.
For Bengals, isn't it? Hey, you're going to get a good draft pick.
Number one, I wasn't on the island for 7 months. I was a castaway with Tom Hanks.
Castaway.
A break.
Well said!
All right, fuck this. Let's just move on. That puts a wrap on this week's show. Special thanks to Clippy.
Hey, and Rookie.
For showing up. Oh, fuck, he's on show. Clippy's been gone for a long time. And to our barkeep for giving us a spectacular birthday.
This is very good.
It
was great.
It's a good drink.
It's great.
If you want to see or hear more episodes of Blitz, just visit blitzfootball.com. They're all here.
Every.
I like how you put.
Every
I like how you spelled out dot com. You didn't actually put the dot com.
That's
like,
what you could, do when you.
It's
do,
so he doesn't say Blitz football period com.
Yeah, I think he would. He would. He's like Anchorman. He's like, he'll say whatever you put up there. Yeah.
See you next week.
Yeah, question mark?
And follow us on Twitter. Look at this. Clippy's got our shit on.
Hey!
Blitzfootball.com.
Okay. Wow. And thanks, Coach, for your last show. And thanks for getting booked with us. See you next
See
week,
See you later,
everybody.
People.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.